Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan. Tonight I'm going solo because Veronica is out and about in Hampton Roads, but we do have a special guest tonight, and her name is Onita Carey. So as we prepare to bring her into the studio, I just want to say it is a beautiful evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I hope wherever you are, that is beautiful as well. For my longtime listeners, I thank you so very much. And if you are new to the broadcast, we thank you too. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm going to bring in our special guest, and as I do that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. Veronica McMillan is the CEO of the Micro Nonprofit Network, and she helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501(c)(3) organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. We welcome our special guest tonight, Ms. Onita Carey. Good evening, Ms. Carey. How are you tonight?
I am doing great, Francine, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
And it is a beautiful day.
It is. It really is. Yes,
yes,
it really is beautiful. And I want to welcome you to the show and just tell the audience a little bit about you, and then we're going to jump right into why you're here tonight. Ms. Onita Carey graduated from Piedmont Community College in North Carolina with an Associate Applied Science degree, and she enrolled in Virginia Wesleyan College to further her education. She has worked for Bank of America for 24 years. She worked 2 years as an algebra and math teacher at Princess Anne High School and Betty F. Williams Elementary School, and she has been with the Urban League of Hampton Roads for 12 and a half years. In May of this year, May 1st, 2022, Ms. Carey was promoted to Director of Housing for the Urban League, and she is a certified HUD credit counselor. So we want to welcome her to the show. So we got a lot to talk about, so we're going to jump right in. So, Ms. Onita, can you just tell everybody how you're doing? You said you were fine, but how you're doing, and tell us a little bit about what you do at the Urban League as the housing director.
Okay. At the Urban League, I am, again, the director of housing. I'm also a HUD certified counselor. What we do here in our housing department, we educate and empower individuals and families seeking to expand their housing option. We are certified as well by Virginia Association of Housing Counselors. And we also provide information and access to affordable housing in the seven cities, so in the Hampton Roads, seven cities. Some of the programs that we do, we educate in dealing with workshops. We do home buyers education workshop. We usually do that twice a month in different locations. We do them in the Hampton area as well as in the South Side area over here in usually Virginia Beach, Chesapeake. We also do foreclosure prevention workshops to help individuals, homeowners that's going through foreclosure. We assist them. We do foreclosure counseling as well, and so that if people are going through a hardship, then what we do as counselor, we negotiate with their lenders to try to find some type of options for them, like loan modification, forbearance, repayment plans, so that they'll be able to keep their homes, because, you know, that's something that we really want them to do, okay? Also, we do rental workshops. We do a lot of rental workshops with some of the redevelopment housing authorities in, like, in Virginia Beach and Norfolk, and we also do rental counseling. Right now, I will tell you that we have received grant money from several organizations to be able to assist people who are going through hardship of assisting them with rental payments, as well as security deposit, utility, some of their utility bills. And also we were just granted money to be able to help with daycare for families that are going through problems of paying their daycare expenses. So those are some of the things that housing does. We also do budget and credit counseling, where we pull the credit report of our clients and do a credit analysis on them to make sure that they can eventually purchase a home if their credit is not up to par, you know, because you know you need a 620 and above to be able to purchase a home, and you also need down payment and closing costs. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly what we do at our housing program. We just educate and counsel underserved communities.
Absolutely awesome. And for those who may have heard of the Urban League, but they don't know what it does, and I don't know why you don't know what the Urban League does, but Urban League is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the country under the National Urban League umbrella, created to provide empowerment and equity in all things for the Black and minority communities. The Urban League has more than 90 affiliates across the country, serving over 300 under-resourced communities. And the Urban League was founded in 1978 and offers programs and services in the areas of housing, and Ms. Onita just told you about that, employment, health, entrepreneurship, education, and financial wellness. So if you need to get more information, Ms. Carrie, tell them how they can get in touch with you. If they heard something in these last 5 minutes and they know they need help, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call our Hampton office at 757-224-8085, or they can call our Norfolk office at 757-627-0864. And so if they call the Norfolk office, they automatically transfer the phone calls over to the Hampton office, and they'll be able to talk to our intake specialists. And they can just tell them exactly what, if they are going through a hardship or what they might need, and we will assist them.
Great. So this is great information. So I always tell my audience, when you come to my show, you need to have your pencil and paper ready, because you know you will need to write down some things. So Ms. Carrie just gave you the number, but we'll get it again before she leaves, because we know sometimes we got to repeat it so that you make sure that you get it. So I'm so excited to have you here, Onita, to talk about housing. But there are some other things that the housing department is doing at the Urban League. And so we want to talk a little bit about what's going on right now with COVID-19. We know that people are still a little leery about getting shots, or they've got one shot and they need to get another one. So tell us, why is it important to get vaccinated, and what your program is doing to help the community?
Okay, why is it important? I would say to protect your family. You have a lot of people in your family that might have underlying conditions, health conditions, and they need to be protected. Another thing is because this variant that's out here now, it's really spreading, and so you need to protect yourself so that you won't have to go into a hospital and stay for 1 or 2 months. So, this is one of the reasons why you really need to take the vaccination shot, because it will protect you. Not saying that you will not get the COVID, but at least it's not like it was from the beginning in 2020 when it came out that we lost so many people lives. But it's just a protection. Everybody needs that protection. And we have found out that a lot of the underserved communities are the ones who have not had their COVID vaccinations. So that is one thing that we are doing right now. We are offering free vaccine clinics. And on the peninsula side of the, which means the Hampton side of the water. So we are offering a lot of those free clinics right now in dealing with the partnership with Virginia Department of Health and Centerra and Riverside. We are holding free COVID vaccine clinics throughout the peninsula side. Right now, with these clinics, they are held on the first Wednesday of each month from 4 to 8. Now, the one that we have on for July the 6th, and if you go out there on our website at www.ulhr.org, you can register for the one that we have on July 6th. That will be at the Four Oaks Community Center, and that is located at 741 Warwick Boulevard, Newport News, Virginia. This will be held on the outside. It's not on the inside, but it is on the outside of the community center. So, and that's going to be held at 1:30 to 4:30. So, you know, the shots are free. Please come out. Please bring your family members who have not had a vaccination shot. With this vaccine clinic, we will be offering the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccinations, and boosters are going to be available as well. If you participate in getting a second shot or booster, you need to bring your vaccination card because they just want to be able to write down that you did take your booster shot or your second shot. And you should bring your ID as well.
Great information. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, what else would they need? Do they need their identification to get that shot? And so you just answered the question that I was going to ask. To know.
And Francine, I just want to also tell you the audience that this is done every month. We have different locations for each month. And like I explained to you that we will, you can go out there on our website and see the different sites as well. Our next one will be on August the 3rd. That will be from 4 to 8, and that's going to be at the Zion Baptist Church. And that's at 125 West County Street. That's going to be in Hampton. But that's August the 3rd. But the one that I would love for you to come and participate and take your vaccination shot would be on the 6th, which is Wednesday, and 2 days after the holiday, the 4th of July. And like I said, it's going to be at the Four Oaks Community Center at 741 Warwick Boulevard, Newport News.
Okay. So you heard her. You heard Ms. Carey. The Urban League Hampton Roads are sponsoring these vaccination clinics, and it's free to the public. Now, do they have to register, or can they just walk up as well?
We prefer them to register. Like I explained on the website, you can go on our website to register. What happened, each one of the Virginia Department of Health and Centerra and Riverside, they gave us a QR code. So if you wanted to register through Virginia Housing, they have a QR code out there. If you want to register through Centerra, they have a QR code. And if they want to register through Riverside, they have a QR code. Okay? So there are QR codes out there if you want to register with them. Now, I will tell you, Francine, one of the most important things that we need volunteers. And if you want to be a volunteer, you can go out there on our website, at Urban League website, and sign up to be a volunteer.
Great. So do I have to know anything about vaccines to be a volunteer? Because you know I have no medical background at all.
No. No medical background at all. What some of the things that we will some of the volunteer descriptions that we have is like being ambassadors, being someone to guide someone to the area that they need to, be at the registration desk. If people might need, you know, assistant of being, you know, when you take a vaccination shot, you have to wait. So we need somebody to be able to watch a person for like 15, 20 minutes to make sure nothing happens to them. So you can be a watcher for us. So, yeah, they have just different positions that, but no, you do not have to have any medical background.
Okay, great. And would I have to be vaccinated myself to be a volunteer?
Well, we prefer you to be because, you know, we don't know who you might have been around, so
mm-hmm.
we prefer you to be. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to ask, because I know sometimes though, I'll be thinking that, you know, they may have a reason
yeah.
why they're not vaccinated, but they still want to serve the community. So we have a lot of, you know, resources out there and information on the website. So can you get the website again, Onita, so in case they missed it?
The website is www.ulhr.org. Again, that's www.ulhr.org.
Great. And for the volunteers, and I know you said on the 6th it's going to be from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m.? Is that
correct?
Correct,
yes. Yes.
So,
and the person who's over our volunteers, that is, her name is Quenisa. And if you go out there and you sign up to be a volunteer, every month, just before we have our vaccination clinic, we do a volunteer orientation for our COVID-19 vaccination clinic. So you will get to know what position that we would like for you to hold at these clinics for us.
That's good to know because, you know, sometimes people want to volunteer, but they just don't know what's expected of them. And so they may be a little leery, but if they're going to have an orientation, then they'll get all the information to be a volunteer, and that will answer all of their questions. So that's a good thing to know. Awesome. So
yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is the programming at the housing. We're going to go back to the housing just for a moment.
Okay.
Individuals who are looking to be first-time home buyers, I know that you have those classes. What are the requirements if somebody wanted to sign up to be in the first-time home buyers class?
There's really no requirement. If you feel like that you are ready to purchase a home with the first-time the home buyers education classes, what this does is it goes through the home buying process with you. We have lenders, we have real estate agents, we have inspectors, we have loan closers. All these people are invited to these home buyers education, and they speak on each of these items. The real estate tells you what their position is for to be a real estate. Also, the lender tells you exactly what credit score you need, what you need to work on in dealing with your credit report, and then like the loan closer, they go through everything dealing with the loan closing piece that, you know, you have to have earnest money, you have to have, you know, it's like almost you signing your life away because there's so many pieces of paperwork that you have to sign. So those are the type of things. The inspectors, that's the most important thing in purchasing a home is to get an inspection in your house. Even if a new house, you need to do that because, you know, sometimes they put those houses up very quickly. So you really need to make sure that the wiring is correct and everything. So the home buying education class is really a good tool for people to take and sign up for. Usually with this class, it is through the Virginia Housing, which used to be VHDA, but now it's called Virginia Housing. We use their curriculum to be able to teach the class. You have to be a trainer certification to be able to teach and be a presenter of the class. This class is a all-day class. It's from 9 until 4, but we ask our clients to get there at 8:30 so they can register. At that point in time, at the end of the class, they will get a certificate that will be good for 2 years. A lot of these down payment assistance programs want you to attend these classes and have that certificate. And some of the areas that, like Norfolk, which is called Homes, they have a down payment assistance grant out there that gives you up to $40,000 if you decide to purchase a home in Norfolk. So each area have their own down payment assistance funds that you can apply to. But like I explained, they want you to take that home buyer's education class.
That's great, and that's good to know that each city has their own requirements, and also there's a certification. So if somebody takes the, it doesn't matter if they take the class, they can purchase in any city. There are no restrictions.
No restriction. They can purchase in the only city that does not offer down payment assistance program, that is Virginia Beach. That's the only city. But one thing about it that we tell people in our class, there are different lenders that offer down payment assistance. Like an example, Dollar Bank does, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. So you got other people, other lenders that offer down payment assistance program as well. Now, I will tell you down payment assistance programs are income-based programs as well, okay?
And so, again, if they want more information, give your numbers again and the website so we know now they have
okay.
A pencil and paper.
Right. So if you want more information, you can call 757-224-8085. Again, that number is 757-224-8085. And also you can call 757-627-0864, which you would be transferred to the number in Hampton. The Hampton office is our main office. Also, just wanted to let you all know there's a program out there, and it is income-based as well. It's called VIDA, V-I-D-A. And it's where you put in $4,000, and they match you $4,000. And you can go out there on the, huh? Hello?
That's good to know. Yeah, that's good to
okay.
know.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of times you can use that money for education or you can use that money for down payment to purchase a home. And so those are good things right there that you need to start. All I would say, Francine, if a person is ready to is deciding that they want to purchase a home, they really need to start saving because you do need money in a savings account because lenders will say that you need at least $5,000 or more in a savings account. Not saying you might not you might use it, but you still need it there.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about buying a home, you heard Ms. Sonita. Get your savings together, open that bank account specifically for your savings for your home. And so, Anita, when people are thinking about buying their home, and I know you just told them they have to have the savings, is there anything else that they should be doing? You talked a little bit about the credit. So can you talk a little bit about that, a little bit more about the credit score and what is where they should be or what they should be aspiring to be before they apply for a home?
Okay. So in the credit piece of it, in dealing with your credit report, you at least need a 620 and above on each one of your credit bureaus. So that means TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So you need at least 620 and above, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people who come and see us, they might be credit ready, but don't have any savings. And that's one thing that you might need to have is that down payment and closing costs. So even though you might be credit ready, you might not be ready because of your savings. You don't have money for savings because you really do need to have money in a savings account for that. But with the credit, like I explained to you, that if you realize you tend to, say you attend the home buyers education class, and you realize you're not ready. You're not ready. So you say, okay, I want a pre-purchase counseling session. With that pre-purchase counseling session, we set you up for it. And then you come in, we pull your credit report, which is free of charge. Everything that we do at Urban League is free of charge, everything. So we pull those three credit reports. We go over each line item with you and tell you what to do. A lot of things, if you do have money sitting somewhere, and like for an example, if you had $20,000 sitting and your credit cards are at a utilization at 90%, then what we're going to do is tell you that you need to drop those utilization. That means that high balance that you have, drop it down to at least a 32% or lower, because that is one of the things that lenders look at. If they look at your utilization in dealing with the credit card. Now, with medical is not looked at upon as hard as those credit cards or any other type of old debt that you have. But like I explained to you, you have to have a 620 and above to be able to purchase a home.
That's good to know. And let's say that I have a 620, but maybe I haven't been on my job but a year and a half. Is there any kind of requirement for my employer or employment?
Yes. Usually most lenders want you to be there for 2 years. But it also depends on that lender, okay? It's also depend on the lender that you go to. But majority of the time, it's 2 years. That's just like with bankruptcy. Say you have a bankruptcy on your credit report. You have to wait 2 years plus to be able to, 2 years or plus, to be able to purchase a home.
Well, Ms. Onita, this is some great information, and I could talk, you know, for another 30 minutes, but, you know, 30 minutes goes really, really quickly. So we have about 2 minutes. And so I know that the Urban League put out a flyer today that they're going to have back to school bash and on August the 17th, 2022, and that's for the book bag giveaway. And we're the Urban League is partnering with Walmart. So if you have children of school age, and that location is going to be 7300 Newport Avenue, Suite 500, please go to the website at www.ulhr.org or call to the office at 757-627-0864. If you have children, school-age children, and you'll get all the information, and you must pre-register to get the book bags. So, Ms. Onita, we got about a minute, so tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you, your phone number, and anything else you want to say to end the show tonight.
I was delighted to be able to be on the show, and thank you, Francine. And the number that you can reach us in housing is at 757-224-8085, and we are hoping to see you at our book bag giveaway. Again, like Francine said, that was on August the 17th, so we hope that you go out there and pre-register, and also and hope to be able to see you then.
Great, great, great. And so I know that somebody may have just tuned in. So give us the date for the vaccine clinic on the 6th of July. So just give us that information again so we'll have that.
Okay. Our free vaccine clinic would be on July the 6th, and that would be from 1:30 to 4:30. It would be at the Four Oaks Community Center, and that's at 7401 Warwick Boulevard, Newport News, Virginia. And that will be, again, at 1:30 to 4:30. And you can go on the website to register, and that's at ulhr.org.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Anita, for joining me tonight. It has been a pleasure, and I look forward to hearing more about the wonderful things that you're doing over in the Housing Department, and we want everybody to come out to the vaccine clinic that lives on that side. Now, quick question. Do they have to live in Hampton? If I want to drive from Virginia Beach to Hampton, can I get a vaccine?
Okay. Yeah, you can drive on over. We don't have a problem of serving you. No, you can drive on over.
Great.
No problem.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard her. If you want to drive over to Hampton and get your free vaccine, you can do that on July the 6th. We welcome you to come out to the Book Bash on August the 17th, 2022. And Ms. Anita, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It has been my pleasure to talk with you. And I look forward to learning more about the things that you're doing in the Urban League. So continue the good work. And we know that it's all about community service, the movement, and serving our people. So thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you soon. So have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen,
we
thank Ms. Anita. Yes.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Bye-bye, Francine.
Have a good night. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.